Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
The 1-1. And a swing and a fly ball left field. Roden back into his left. That's going to be gone. Oh, it cleared.
Oh, my.
It cleared for Castellanos. It had just enough legs. And it's a grand slam for Nick Castellanos as the Phillies break it wide open here in the bottom of the sixth. It's 10-2.
Did they ever? A beatdown of the Blue Jays yesterday and over the weekend. A sweep 5 of 6. After hitting rock bottom against the Pirates a week ago. 215-592-9494. Are you all the way back in? Fully back on the Phillies. Hugh says he is. I mean, he
never
was.
Never left.
I don't know if I believe that.
Never left.
A lot of lies.
Yeah.
Never left.
This show's been a show full of lies. We got our top 11 list, which the afternoon show will reveal the official list, which is a combination of our votes as a staff and everyone who voted last week. So I know they appreciate you guys voting. They're going to start unveiling that list as the week goes, starting today on their show at 2 o'clock. And we unveiled our list a little while ago. I had Saquon Barkley 1, Zach Wheeler 2. Hugh, you had Barkley 1, Hurts 2?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So that's how we went 1 and 2. You had I had Jalen Hurts at 9. You had Zach Wheeler at 9. So we could, together made everyone upset with that. We want your reaction on all that. First, let's go back to the phone lines. Then we'll get to a little Painter watch as he pitched yesterday for the first time on 4 days rest. And an update from Aaron Nola, and it's not good in terms of his timeline to come back. First, though, let's go to the phone lines here. Hey, it's Mr. Quinn.
Hey.
I hope you had a nice Father's
Happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day, Mr. Quinn.
How are you?
Hey, thank you. It's exactly why I'm calling you guys. Why don't you tell them, Kyle?
Wait, we really got to do this on the air?
I'm guessing most dads who expect to relax on Father's Day, chill out, watch a Phillies game, maybe watch some of the golf on TV.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's your day. I mean, take your reward, relax. You should be able to enjoy a special day each year. I hear
that's
you, Mr. Quinn.
Is. Yeah, that's how you're
that's
supposed
a dad's,
to
That's a dad's day.
Yeah, well, that's not exactly how it went over at the Quinn house.
Uh-oh. Kyle, what's going on?
I'd appreciate if we could not do this.
Or maybe another really time. More of a Father's Day weekend. Well, Kyle started out honoring his father on Friday by getting hammered down the shore with his boys.
Well, Kyle is known to like a beer or two. We found that out. That doesn't sound like too big of a deal, though.
That's not bad, is it?
No, it's not a big deal at all. But Friday's load was followed by an even bigger load on Saturday into Saturday night into Sunday morning and a call from the North Wildwood Police Department.
Oh, no.
What'd he do?
Yeah, I got woken up by a phone call at 1:20 a.m. by the North Wildwood PD.
Why didn't they just, couldn't they just let him go the next day when he sobered up?
That's what I said. You know what? What are you going to call me in the middle of the night? I got to drive to Wildwood.
None of his friends could drive? Could help him out, pick him up or something?
Yeah, it's nice friends, huh? Get the kid drunk and abandon him. Kyle, you can really pick him, friend. I'll tell you that much.
Come on, Dad. Please.
But it wasn't that simple. Kyle had a bonus feature to the evening. Yeah, he decided it'd be a good idea to play around with the police officer.
Oh, goodness. What did he do to the police?
Well, they said attempted. So I guess that's either a swing and a miss. Typical Kyle. He can't hit the broadside of a barn sober.
Oh, Kyle got, no,
that's
Kyle
not
got
true.
Loose.
That's not even true.
Resistance is what the complaint said. I guess he's part of the French resistance now.
He's resisted arrest?
Oh, not Kyle.
I don't know how he could do that. He could barely stand. Maybe he tried to puke on him.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's exactly what he did as soon as he got in my car. Puked all the way to Drexel Hill. Happy Father's Day to me. Yeah.
Did you have fun, Kyle? Was it a fun time?
I'm not having fun right now.
That's how my Father's Day went. Middle of the night phone call, get my ass out of bed, drive to Wawa. Then I spent half the day cleaning the puke and urine out of the back of my Chevy Blazer.
Well, hold on. You always told me to not drink and drive, and that if I needed a ride, call you, and you would come pick me up.
Yeah, not in the middle of the night to come from Wawa. It's Father's Day. Jersey Shore, driving 2 hours, passed out on the street. Cops had to take you in and start being belligerent.
I feel bad. I mean, Mr. Quinn, I feel bad. That's not. I feel. You know, I hate to say it. It's kind of a lack of respect from your son. That's ridiculous.
Bit.
Yeah.
And they peed on the back seat. I gotta have to sell the car. There's no coming
not sell
back
the car.
From that.
Oh no.
Amount of detailing's getting that out.
Yeah, you that's a problem.
Now he defaced that vehicle.
He did it again. He's got a problem with this.
He peed the bed again when he got home. Mom came in the room next day and found that she was horrified at the state of her son. Passed out, lying in a pool of his own blood and pee, covered by used wrappers. Previous, his girlfriend was up there and he never cleaned it up.
Used wrappers?
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not talking about chewing gum either. Your mom can't even go to church. She's so mortified.
What do you mean she can't go to church? Why?
Well, she can't show her face at St. Doc's anymore. Kyle forced his mom to go to church in a bad neighborhood. She's got to go all the way over to St. Lawrence and Upper Darby. She spent Father's Day crying her eyes out with Father Santiago, the visiting priest. The two of them praying for Kyle. She can't show her face in her own parish.
That is bad.
We're blowing this entire thing out of proportion. This is not entirely the truth.
Hey, why don't you give me a real gift and move your ass out of house?
Are we done?
He's out.
Yeah. You got to apologize to him. You ruined the man's Father's
Day. That wasn't even true.
But that means half was.
Well,
I mean, getting drunk at Wildwood, though, dog, that's a lot.
The resisting arrest is the real issue. We need a new producer soon. They're coming for you.
Yeah, that's not a good look, though.
Oh, boy. I love when Mr. Quinn calls. We never see. It always goes off the rails.
Have to stop taking his phone calls.
Yeah, and that's on you. I mean, a lot of this is on you. All right, Mr. Quinn. We're sorry. We hope everyone out there had a better Father's Day than Kyle's dad. That was a lot there. All right, let's grab Rob and Delco. What's up, Rob?
Rob.
Good afternoon, man. How you doing?
What's going on, man? Kyle's dad. That was a joke right there. That was ridiculous.
Listen, Kyle's dad got a handful with him.
I know.
I mean?
It's even worse than we thought.
I kind of back his dad, Hugh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, I believe his dad. Yeah. I mean, it's all real.
Absolutely. Listen, I think we got the problem fixed right in front of us.
Mm.
Listen, I don't care. And people are saying that he's awful. Like, I don't think Otto Kemp's defense is like Schwarber's defense.
I think he moves better and a better athlete. He's made errors, right, at first and third. So
yeah, that's tough, though, first. I mean, you get thrown at first. I understand he's a major league player, but you get put at first base, you know, try to scoop a ball, this and that. And that's a tough position to learn how to play on the fly like that. So I'm giving him some grace.
I agree. And he's hit enough where we can give him grace, yeah.
Put him in left field. Bring up the kid to play center field. Okay, DFA, Rojas, or if he has an option, send Rojas back down. Marsh is your fourth outfielder. Bang. Your outfield is instantly better. How much better? I don't know. But have I given up any talent yet so far? No, right?
Well, it's actually interesting the way you said it, Rob, because they may have the answers to some of these issues in-house. They just got to put the people in the right spots. Like, Kemp really does kind of feel like a good platoon partner for Kepler, right? Then you can make left field better. And then you're right. I mean, I want to see Crawford up here, too. Now, Marsh has hit better lately, so we can keep him around off the bench, fourth outfielder. But, well, I want to keep Cam Spat in the lineup even when Bryce comes back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Joe, listen, pretty boy in left field. Like, we got Lone away in right field. His stock has never been so high. I would deal him now if we could. His stock is booming. I would deal him, but anyway. Pretty boy in left field, Max Kepler. He could go take his Gabe Kapler thing and go get his you know, his bikini on with his coconut oil and posing.
We have not got a good coconut oil Gabe Kapler bikini.
That's what Kepler could do.
We haven't got one of those references in a while here. That's good.
Listen, I could say, because I'm confident, like, you know, he is a good-looking guy. You know, I mean, he's a very good-looking guy. So, you know, he could go do something like that. But, Joe, give Otto Kemp every at-bat, every game. I'm done with Kepler, okay? I know he's had a couple big swings. But does that erase the other 40, 50 games he's been useless now?
No. Overall, he's been probably a slightly below average hitter with a couple big home runs. Yeah.
And listen, one quick thing before I get to my answer, because I think I may have it. He answered this for me. Like, my name's Robert, okay? So, like, my nickname could be Rob, Robbie, Bob, Bobby, okay? I don't understand this thing with Candy on Fritz, okay? If his name is John, how the hell is Jack and nicknamed the John? They are two different names.
So his name is John?
His name's John Fritz, yeah.
I thought it was Jack.
Yeah,
I've wondered this for a long time. Robbie, you may have missed, and we appreciate it, you may have missed it. The answer was gotten. You may just have missed that.
I didn't hear that. What was it?
What do
you call him Jack if his name is John?
Well, that's what his parents have called him since birth. They named him John on his birth certificate. But Jacks are Johns. You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Like, there may be a person out there named Jack from birth, but Jacks are not Johns. Like, most Jacks are short, or not short, nickname for John. So I think
I didn't know that.
They were arguing Friday about what's his real name. I mean, his real name is John Fritz. That's the guy's
name. I didn't
know
that. I thought it was Jack. I thought it was Jack.
But I guess his thing was, like, he's gone from as Jack since he was a baby, right? Like, it's not like a nickname he created or was given to him 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, he's been called Jack
his
whole life. So he feels like he's Jack. I mean, the guy's name is John, though. I mean, his name is John Fritz.
So his name is John?
His name is John.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, your name is Hugh.
Yes. And that's
my name is Joseph. Yeah. Kyle's name is Kyle, unless we're missing something here. And these are our names. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Ike's name is Isaiah. We're going to go through everyone's name here. I mean,
Isaiah and Ike kind of go to, I mean, they got kind of go to bed together.
Agree.
But Jack and John, but I get it, I guess.
I think it's just a very common thing. It's John becomes Jack. I'm glad we all learned this together.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know that though. That's different.
Well, if I told you Jack's name wasn't really Jack, it's a nickname. What would you have guessed his name was?
You say if Jack was a nick.
Like Jack is if I said his name on the birth certificate is not Jack. Jack is a nickname for the name. What would you have guessed his name was?
I guess I'd have probably worked my way around to John. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know else what it would be. Jackie.
Well, you know, like William and Bill. Like it's kind of like William and Bill, right?
William and Bill.
Yeah.
Billy.
Richard. And
Dick.
And Dick. Yeah.
Yeah. It all comes back together. Rich. Whatever. Where you want to go? Tim in Swedesboro. What's up, Tim?
Hey guys, how you
What's
doing?
Up?
Hey Tim.
First, I wanted to say I heard your argument with the one caller about Jalen Hurts being the top at Teddy. Yeah. Oh my God. God, this guy. I said, really, dude? But I'm just curious. I know a lot of you guys don't agree, but I'm just curious. What does Jalen Hurts have to do to be considered the best athlete in Philadelphia?
He needs to play, for me, Tony, Tim, he needs to play at a high level more consistently than he does. Like, I've never thought, even when he was young, that it's an ability thing with him. He has ability. And we see it, right? We saw in the Super Bowl. We saw in the Steeler game, Bengal game. He doesn't play like that on a week-to-week basis. That's as consistently, for me, as the other guys above him on my list.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I mean, I thought he played amazing in the Super Bowl. But, I heard what you're saying, Hugh, like, you know, what did the defense do? You know, what about the defense? You know, it's like even with Tom Brady, like, who won those Super Bowls? Was it Tom Brady or was it defense? You know, and I've always been told defense wins your Super Bowl.
Well, so, I feel that way for this one. And Tim, it's I think each one is different, right? Like, early in Brady's career, I did think the defense carried him. And then he made clutch plays late in games. As it went on, though, it became more about him. And Tim, we preached the phone call. I mean, that's what happened, right? Brady was the driving force the second two-thirds of his career. The beginning, I didn't think he was. I mean,
that's
they
fair.
Scored 16 points in some of those games.
I mean, and that's fair. But the bottom line is this for me. It all depends. For a lot of times when we have these conversations about quarterbacks, it just all depends on your perspective. About how you view him and his leadership ability, and a lot of it is what he's done during the year. Because, you know, we could sit here and we could talk about, you know, Josh Allen and the kind of seasons he's had and the MVP and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, when the games were on the line, he came up short. That's a fact. Now, whether or not that was his fault or whatever, that all depends on how you want to tell the story of Josh Allen. Sure. You know, and it's the same thing with Jalen. I can't sit here and say that Jalen was stellar all season long because I talk about it all the time. I talk about the fact that I've sat in the press box and I heard people wondering and questioning some of the decision-making that he had down the stretch. But the one thing that I do know is that I was always told you're as only good as your last game. And in his last game, whether the defense – I'm not talking about the defense. We went into that game – and we said, okay, they're going to stop the run. Might be tight because we don't know what we're going to get from Jalen.
And he dominated.
Jalen stepped up.
Yeah, he played great.
He played great. Now, to say that he has to be more consistent, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. But in this moment, and when I was making my list at that time, to me, he was the second best player in Philadelphia. Humbly.
I like the way you framed it. No. I disagree with the ranking.
I mean, but it's
you summed it up in a nice way.
But no, but that's the thing, Joe, because we all have our reasons why we feel that Jalen is ranked wherever we have him ranked.
Of course.
And there's nothing wrong with that because you've given some valid points and Kyle have given some valid points. I just tend to don't agree with those.
So then why not take it a step further if we're only as good as your last game and say that Jalen's better than Saquon?
In the last game, he was.
I know he was.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, Kyle. No, but here's the thing, Kyle. I can't diminish the contribution that Saquon had in order to make that defense make him the focal point of they're trying to stop him. And Jalen, on the flip side of that, stepped up and did what they didn't think he could do.
All of this is a combination.
Hey,
all of this is a combination of longevity last year and the biggest moments.
This is a perfect storm,
well,
man.
Well, this is I mean, I'll go back to the Embiid thing. Like Kyle makes a fair point. He's could still be a great player, and he has been a great player. He's been more dominant than most players in the city at his peak. I've weighed heavily the last year plus. He can't get on the court, so I'm done. He's off my list until he gets back on the court. It's a prism. We all view it through different prisms. All right, before we get back to the phones here, let's do a little quick Andrew Painter watch.
Hi, I'm glad you could join me today. Today we're going to do a wonderful little painting, and I think you're going to enjoy this one. So I tell you what, let's don't waste any time.
Four strikeouts. 1-2. Breaking ball called strike three at the knees outside corner. Four straight foul balls. 3-2. Grissom takes called strike three. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Carries the curveball that time down and in. And Zavala spins through it. Isn't a little something. 1-2. Swing and a miss. 98 just overpowered him. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Back-to-back K's for Painter to end the fourth, and he's sat down now 7 in a row. 1-2 pitch. Sable takes called strike three. Dandy of a curveball at the knees outside corner. Painter gets him looking for his 6th strike out of the ballgame.
Are we back now? Is Andrew Painter back? Had a tough start last week. And then they wanted to put him on 4 days rest, which is kind of a natural turn through the rotation, not extra rest, which he'll have to do when he comes up here, assuming they're in a 5-man rotation. Here we got a bounce back yesterday. 5 innings, 1 hit, 0 runs, 6 strikeouts, 2 walks. That was good to see because he got hit around, what was it, last Tuesday?
Yeah, the last
Tuesday?
Time we were talking about, yeah. Bounce back game pretty strong.
Yeah, very encouraging. I'm also now, so we got the news over the weekend. Aaron Nola sat down with the On Patterson podcast, and he said that this rib injury, this stress reaction fracture, whatever they're calling it, it's a 2-month thing. Hugh, I don't think we're seeing, I mean, just the math on this says we're not seeing Aaron Nola until August. I mean, this started as a rolled ankle in the first week of May, but now this new thing that he doesn't really know how he got it, the stress reaction in the rib, he said 2 months.
I've never had a cracked rib, but I knew somebody that did. And the first thing that I think about when I think about that is, how do you not know your rib is cracked? Because isn't it hard to breathe?
He did say he woke up and it was difficult to. I think he was coughing when he woke up, and that's when he decided to tell them, "Hey, I'm in pain here." So, but he doesn't know. Seemingly, he didn't know when he did.
Yeah, see,
it.
That's the thing, because you know, to crack a rib and I mean, man, what were you doing that night? Like swinging from the chandeliers or something? What were you doing? Like I don't know. That's
I'm
the tough
looking
one.
At a threesome.
I don't know either, but I do think the whole thing impacts Painter, right? Like
yeah.
So Mick Abel throw. I think Mick Abel's on the mound tonight, I believe, against the Miami Marlins. It's Abel and Alcantara tonight. Abel was pretty mortal last time, right? He got
knocked around.
Yeah, 3 home runs by the Cubs. I have an eye on Abel and how he's doing here because he seems to be the one that's taken Nola's rotation spot. But if Abel struggles.
See what his bounce back game.
Yeah, well,
like.
Yeah. I hope he bounces back. I'm just saying, if Abel struggles, Painter could be here in that spot, you know, before too long if he keeps pitching well. So we'll keep an eye on it. But Aaron Nola's not coming back for a while. He told us that and told everyone over the weekend. Let's grab Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Terrence.
Dude, yo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's going
Terrence,
on?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Hey, I told Kyle, man, I'm not all the way in on these guys. Here's the thing. I love the fight they had the last couple of weeks. I love that they were, you know, competing without Bryce Harper. But the fact of the matter is, these guys aren't going. They're not going anywhere without Bryce Harper. They're not going anywhere. And we saw other teams are getting better. So I like that these guys are showing fight. But we all know in the back of our minds, you know, these guys can get cold. You know, they can get hot. You know, they can score runs. You know, the bullpen can fall apart. And lately, our starting pitching has been holding us down also, and the bats have become alive. So we've been having a complete game without Bryce Harper, and that's a good thing to see. But we all know, you know, Bryce Harper steers the spot, and we know we're going to need him in the long haul. But I'm 50-50 because I say this. Until Bryce Harper comes back and until Dombrowski makes a move to make us a little bit better, I'm 50-50 right now because I need to see another move to complete this team like the other teams are doing, like the Giants are doing. Like, we know last year San Diego and the Yankees did. We know these other teams are going to make these moves. So I think it's vital that Dombrowski makes some kind of move because the last couple of years, the fact of the matter, he had a mediocre trade deadline.
Oh, I think that's putting it nicely. They've been bad. I mean, like, yeah, Lorenzen and Castro and Hayes and Estevez, You're right. Terrence, you're right. They got to be way better at deadline. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. And the Giants got better yesterday with Rafael Devers. All right, 215-592-949. We'll get everyone's phone call up on here. Top 11 list reactions here. We got a couple of people up here saying I'm missing something on Hurts. So I assume maybe Hugh's missing something. And one person who says Hurts is the best quarterback in the league. So I'm excited for this conversation. Yep. All right. Final segment coming up for the show today. Your reaction to the Phils as well. And it is your fault. We'll check in with you people before we go. And Hugh Douglas was outdone this morning by Jody Mack. We'll tell you what we mean. That's coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check a player's consistency during the playoffs, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. Right after the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets and with same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official part of 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.